Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Episode post Mother's Day. Oh my God, how are you feeling? Are you feeling great off that Mother's Day glow? Did you get to hang out by yourself? Maybe you wanted that. Did you get a gift? Did you get nothing? Did you get a bougie soccer sideline chair like I did? There you go. Oh my God. My first like Mother's Day, you know, obviously last year was my first Mother's Day with KJ. KJ was like a month old. He's born April 8th. So I don't even know, I guess whatever day Mother's Day fell last year. So that was like my first Mother's Day, but I was still recovering from a C-section and just like the shock of being a mom for a first time. So now, a year later, I felt like I could really enjoy my Mother's Day. And Schman, you know, Schman and I are kind of at the place because we've been together now 10 years. So we're sort of at the place where we, you know, if you want something nice and the, like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm still an expensive bitch. You know, do I want Chanel? 100%. But, you know, I'm sort of saving. Now I'm saving for a house. You know what I mean? Like 10 years ago, I used to want a $3,000 Chanel handbag because I didn't care about owning an apartment. Now that wasn't really savvy financial advice. But I was more concerned with, okay, am I going to get a pair of Gucci loafers? I want the Gucci loafers, you know? Now I'm trying to buy a condo in Los Angeles that's $900,000. So, you know, $3,000 is your mortgage for a month. So now Schman and I kind of, when we want something, we go out and buy it. We're buying a few less luxury goods because we're saving for this condo. And I mean, honest to God, I feel like when we finally buy this fucking condo, because we've been talking, I've been talking on this podcast now, we're going on 6 years, I think, about buying something. So again, like this is the story of my life. I'm getting less indecisive, but the indecisiveness on this podcast probably drives you bullshit. Unless you completely relate and you're like, you know what? I'm the same way. I bought my house and now I hate it and I'm trying to sell it and I want to buy something else. Then hi, welcome in. I'm your gal. So eventually we will buy a condo, but I have wanted forever because Schman, my husband, is a soccer coach. When you go to these soccer games, some of the parents come in these very bougie lawn chairs, okay? When I say bougie, these things, first of all, they're like the tents. They're like a mini tent that you bring, okay, to the soccer field. They're super long. They fold up into like a backpack. So you have like two backpack sleeves. You put that on. It's as tall as I am. And then you take these bougie chairs out. You open, okay, let me just and preface this by saying these lawn chairs are like $150 to $200 for these things. Like, who needs this? But I've wanted it. So there you go. The luxury, the Chanel of the sideline soccer field. I've got it. Anyway, you open up this chair. It has a canopy on the top. It has like a really nice cup holder. It has like an extended fold-up tray so you could leave your cell phone there, your keys. I mean, this thing does everything but have a built-in vibrator. So Schman got me one for Mother's Day. Officially a mom, all right? Officially, what a mom gift. Does it get any mom-er than that? Maybe underwear, okay? Or like another bathrobe for mom. But I loved it. We went to Venice Beach. You guys know we've now lived in Los Angeles like 3.5, going on 4 months. I love LA. I did my AMA last week. You know, I asked my Ask Me Anything, and people were like, what do you love about Los Angeles? Everything. The people, the weather, the opportunity. I even don't mind paying $7 for gas, you know? This could be why I don't own a condo. But anyway, I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm spending it. So anyhow, we went to Venice Beach. I hadn't been to Venice Beach in a while. Beautiful. Put it on your list when you come to Los Angeles. The canals. And people always said to us, oh, the homeless situation in Venice is out of control. You know, the homeless situation is out of control everywhere here. And so now I'm like, oh, I wish I'd looked in Venice and lived there. Because the beach community there is just, the vibe is so, it's like Florida meets Key West meets like you're in the Caribbean, but you're still in Cali. It's just such a great vibe. We went and had brunch at the Pier House with one of the worst waiters you've ever had in your life. He was so cute, though. He was really sweet, but totally clueless. And, you know, what are you going to say? I mean, all these restaurants are struggling. They're struggling to find people. I don't think this guy had a lick of training, you know. He had water cups. He had cups for water on the table. He never once asked us for water until the end. We were getting the check. We were like, hey, do you mind if we have a splash of water? He goes, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Do you want still, filtered still? Do you want water with sparkling water? Do you want sparkling water with lemon? What the fuck? When do these restaurants now offer? How about this? If they trained you in the five variations of water that they had, why didn't you think when you put down one entree that we were done? This guy brings over, we all order, you know, eggs, pancakes, whatever. This guy brings out one tray, one dish for my brother-in-law, and he goes, okay, do you guys have everything you need now? Sir, what, do you think we all came here and we ordered for one? No. But yet he managed to rattle off five different waters. That's the thing I love about Los Angeles. Like, the priorities are so jacked. And you know what? It's fine. It works for me because you're listening to someone whose life is jacked. So, I mean, this is like, I fit right in, you know? But I mean, this man could rattle off five variations of water that you could have. Still water, filtered still, water with bubbles, water with bubbles with lemon, you know, or you could have like a juice puree, half water, half tonic of something. The fuck? Just, I mean, this should have been 101. Anyway, the poor guy, we really liked him, even though we feel like he was probably clueless in the waiting world, but hopefully he'll become an actor. So, you know, we went to the Pier House, put it on your list, known for its seafood. Excellent, excellent, great vibe, almost right on Venice Beach. Then we walked down to the pier. We walked the Venice Canals. I didn't even really know what the Venice Canals were, but they are exactly that. They're these canals with all these adorable houses that used to be years ago, like so cute, this like beach town. I really am an old soul. You know, I should have moved here 25 years ago because it's like they probably would have been giving them away. Now everyone buys them, tears them down, puts in this monstrosity of a modern home. There's absolutely no character. But there is like a few people left that just, and there's something about here. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just people being eccentric or Hollywood, but people really love to decorate their lawns or their vehicles with a whole bunch of different like figurines. So we did pass one person's Venice Canal home that he had glued every troll, every Barbie, every nude Barbie, every nude Ken, every doll you've ever seen all over his fence. Now, creepy, you know, I mean, Silence of the Lambs-esque, or hey, this man's eccentric and holding out. I think it was eccentric and holding out. You guys know I have a 300 plus doll collection, so he was my kind of guy. Anyway, that was my Mother's Day. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. I posted on my Instagram, Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Mama Frage. I'm a good mother because she was a good mother. She's incredible, such a great human being. And I said on there, she's a terrific mom, except for when it comes to sex advice. Because when my cousin Leah and I were in high school and like thinking about having sex, she literally told us to pour some rubbing alcohol on a dick before we go down there to ward off any diseases. What? I mean, like, what? This is why, like in high school, the first blowjob I ever gave, I literally blew on the dick. I didn't know that you were like supposed to actually put it in your mouth. And then people called me blowy for a long time. In high school, Blowy Frage. You know, people always called me Frage, but then they used to call me Blowy Frage, you know, until I got in there and knew how to suck a dick, you know? So anyway, thank God for Mama Frege. I put that out there though, and people are saying, "Oh, now let's do a podcast on Mama Frege's sex advice." Okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to air the biggest disclaimer of all time. This woman's probably had sex 3 times in her life. You know, I mean, don't take any of this advice. I mean, what sex advice do you guys want from her to give? Oh my God. I mean, you know, this woman, like, I mean, God, there's no way. I don't even know if she really knows what a blowjob is. Like, I mean, I ought to get her to review sex toys because she'd be clueless. Oh my God, there's a video. All right. Maybe we'll do that. And thank you again for all your prayers, all the love, all the updates. She's doing great. If you didn't hear the news, she was diagnosed with kidney cancer like end of February of this year, and they removed her left kidney. I had to go to Maine from LA and stay with her for a week, and I left KJ here, which was so hard, but it was good because she really needed my help, and thank God the prognosis is really good. People always want to know, and I always have this question too when people have cancer, like, well, what were the signs? What were the symptoms? My friend Jeff, we always call each other whenever our parents or friends or anywhere. I was like, what are the signs? What are the signs? Like, he and I are at the hospital or at the doctor all the time. So my mom is 74. She had blood in her urine. If your parents have blood in their urine when they're older, huge red flag that something is wrong. So we went to her doctor. The doctor was like, I think it's a UTI. Came back. There was no UTI. And so thank God, in a bizarre twist of fate, you know, my brother is dating somebody that's a urologist, and thank God she knew to say, no, your mom needs to come in ASAP. And when they looked at the bladder, there was nothing in the bladder. Then they looked at the kidney and they said, oh, there's this tumor in there. And thankfully, you know, everything was contained to the kidney, and now they'll just monitor her for the next couple of years, every 3 months. So a lot of monitoring, and I'm just so grateful to God. And I say to God all the time, God, just get her to 82, please. Get her to 82. 82, so in good shape and good mind. But I'm grateful for all the prayers. I know a lot of you guys are going through it with your parents or siblings or your spouse. It's so hard. It's the part that I hate about life. I don't understand why everyone can't just grow old and then die at 85. Okay, can Elon Musk work on that? I got to thank some of our sponsors, and also I'll tell you about Cameo, talk about the porn star that was on, porn star to pastor. He's now a pastor. He's no longer a porn star. Let me clarify that. Who was on the show yesterday. Britney Spears has a new announcement, and the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Was she doing cocaine on the stand? Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable, with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes 2 to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Frazier Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com, and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Tell you about that story that is circulating. Let's thank HelloFresh. HelloFresh, amazing sponsor of the show. If you guys haven't used HelloFresh, sign up because you're going to get free meals, 16 of them, up to 16 free meals just for being a Sarah Fraser Show listener. Yay! That's how much we love HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Find out why. They have farm fresh ingredients, organic ingredients at times. They make cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why they're America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining in and at a restaurant. And it's even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. HelloFresh newest menu release includes Mediterranean recipes that are filled with fresh fruits, veggies, nuts, olives, and fiber-packed whole grains to keep you nourished for a well-balanced life. What I love about HelloFresh is you can skip any week at any time. Their meals take 30 minutes or less. You can sign up for those. And you can switch up the meal plans at any time. So they have keto options, vegetarian options. Obviously, if you like meat, Mediterranean, fish, they do all of that. Gives you so much variety. And for someone like me who started this show talking about how indecisive I was, perfect fit. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use the code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts just for Sarah Fraser Show listeners. Calm. Let's talk about the Calm app. Look, do yourself a favor. Life is stressful as fuck. I know. I just told you all about my mom. Believe me. Stressful AF, honey. Calm app allows you now to download different meditations that you might want to try at any time. And you can actually set whether you want 5 minutes for calm to kick in or for a meditation, or you want 15. The Calm app, when you download it, you even have options for your children. They can even do meditations with you. Now, KJ's like a little too young, but you know, what I love is like looking forward to doing some calm meditation with him as he gets older. So trying something new can be intimidating, but meditation can help you in so many ways. It can reduce stress, anxiety. Find a comfortable place like your couch or bed and tune into Calm. Calm is the number one mental wellness app, and it gives you tools to improve the way that you feel. Go to calm.com/TSFS. You'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription. And new content is added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. For the Sarah Fraser Show listeners, Calm is offering that exclusive offer of 40% off at Calm premium subscription at Calm, that's calm.com/TSFS for 40% off the entire library. That's calm.com/TSFS. All right, Dame. You know what? From your mental health to your sexual health, look, hook it up. I love me some Dame. They just sent me a bunch of sex products. You know, right out of the gate, this is my type of sponsor. They are known for some famous sex toys, including the Ava, which is their first and most iconic product, their first hands-free couples vibrator designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Finn is a finger vibrator designed to be an extension of your hand during both partner and solo play. They have aloe lube. I'm all about this. I love everything aloe. It's good for your face. Supposedly Dr. Phil's wife puts it on her face. That's why she looks so young. Probably like the $100,000 of plastic surgery helps too. But, you know, I attribute some of it to the aloe. It can work on your vajayjay, and it's fine for penises as well. They have sex oil. Check everything out and get 15% off. When you order through Dame, hook it up and tell me about it. I select all of my ads and sponsors. I only want to pick products that you use and you love. Go to dameproducts.com, enter code TSFS for 15% off. Dame is D-A-M-E products.com. All right, Cameo. The reviews are in on my Cameo, all six of them. You guys really like me on Cameo, and I only have four spots left at $10. So I wanted to do $10 to get my Cameo kicked off. Someone wrote to me this five-star review. This was amazing. My husband will love it as much as I do. We watch you on Like It or Not on Fox 5 here in Maryland. If you could send a separate happy birthday message, though, that would be great. Okay, well, oops. I don't know that I've actually done that. So that might be going to, I might be getting docked for that. That might become a four-star review. Five stars. Sarah has the best personality to pull off the perfect Cameo. Truly awesome. Thank you, Sarah. Definitely deserve 10 stars. Oh my God. Love you. Five stars. It was amazing. Everything wanted and freaking more. Okay, good. Look, I curse on mine. I'm uncensored. If you want a Cameo for your bestie, longtime Kane Show listener, Fox 5 listener, Sarah Fraser Show podcast listener. Hey, hell, maybe you saw me for 2 minutes on HBO's Crashing and you're like, you know what? I'm really a fan of that chick, that actor that played the radio DJ. That was on screen for 30 seconds with Pete Holmes and Jessica Kirsten. I'd like a Cameo from her. Boom. I got you. $10. I've only got three or four left though. Cameo.com/Sarah Fraser. Yesterday, I'm getting messages. People are like, Joshua Broom was great. He's the former porn star turned pastor. So fascinated by this. So fascinated. Joshua was on my show. You've got to listen to the episode. He basically talks about being nearly suicidal from doing porn. Did porn for 10 years. Look, there's so many great nuggets about this episode. You know, he did porn, and it's episode 791, by the way, for like 8 years with just women. Number one male porn star in the country, like almost in the world. He won like America's top porn star award. And he thought that once he won that, he'd be happy and fulfilled. But it just sounds like the industry really overtook him. And then I didn't even realize this, but the money to get straight guys to do gay porn. Isn't that strange? Like, wouldn't you think there's enough gay guys that want to do gay porn? I don't know, right? I guess the lure of like the money is so good if you're a straight porn guy and then you switch over. He only did like 13 porn gay porn films, but that's like what people know him for. Rocco Reed used to be his porn name. Look, what I liked about this, he was very open about everything in his past. He's now married. He has two sons, but and he's a pastor, so he helps other people. But the biggest thing is the shame around it. And I think a lot of people, a lot of us have done, I mean, everybody has done varying degrees of shameful things in their life because it's just being human. And so he really talks about how he overcame that shame and what the catalyst was, and then getting involved in a church and figuring out that being a pastor was what he wanted to do. So episode 791, I think you're going to love it. I don't know if any of my shows are really safe for work, so I guess maybe wear headphones. I guess wear headphones. Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial continues in Virginia. Hasn't this thing been dragging out? It's been going on and on and on. Now, I watch on Fox 5's live stream because it's live streamed on their YouTube, Fox 5 DC. Huge, huge viewership for this. So many people interested in this because I think you're just looking at two people that are so toxic. I've said it already. But a lot of great recaps coming from the past week because Amber Heard took the stand. Now, we're not going to hear anything from them in the next couple of days. Amber Heard gets cross-examined by Johnny's team starting May 16th. So we'll see what happens. Now, a lot of people found her testimony to be fake, including a psychologist who just deals with people of that are victims of physical violence and sexual abuse. She says that Amber Heard's details of the alleged attacks are too detailed. That when people are physically abused, they really remember things in bits and pieces because your mind almost tries to block things out sometimes as a trauma mechanism to save you, you know, to keep you alive and going. But like Amber Heard in her testimony said that, you know, one time Johnny Depp hit her so hard, she hit the ground and then she could see how dirty her carpet was. And this psychologist is going, what? I mean, this is not normal testimony. So a lot of people are not buying it from Amber Heard. There was a rumor, it's even a TikTok video, that she was doing cocaine on the stand because of the way that she tried to like put her finger towards her nose and then cover it up with her tissue and then was like, and then somebody cut to, I don't know, 30 minutes later about her coming down from cocaine. I have no idea. I've never done cocaine. I don't know what the high is. I don't know what the low is. To me, it looked like she was like a little awkward in her mannerisms. People have even recorded it so closely. They say that she sniffles and fakes the way that she is dabbing her nose to appear towards the jury that she's distressed and crying. Fuck. This whole thing, though, is so dramatized. And I read this article that broke it down in Business Insider, and I thought it was really good in the sense that, you know, they're saying to Johnny Depp that Johnny Depp, of course, wants to win this trial. Now, he lost a very similar trial in London against a newspaper that published, I think, something that Amber wrote or published allegations that he was abusive towards Amber Heard. Because, I mean, we know for sure he was using a ton of drugs. They both were, and drinking. So it's like you can't even deny that. So, but they're saying what's bizarre is Johnny Depp and his law team, like, are, you know, and I thought this is really like disrespectful, and wouldn't the court find this, I don't know, wrong? But Johnny Depp has been eating gummy bears during Amber Heard's testimony. He's been laughing, he's been chuckling, he's been making inside jokes with his attorney. And one of the court, an attorney who's just not associated with the case, but is kind of weighing in on this opinion piece in Business Insider, was saying that Johnny Depp is doing this as a strategy to almost make it seem like her claims are so absurd that they aren't paying attention or giving it any merit because it's so ridiculous. Isn't that like what? There's so much acting involved in this trial, so much. And people are saying, too, one of the reasons that Johnny Depp is doing this is as a way to just restore his acting career in Hollywood, because it has been stalled over the past couple of years. But it does appear that he is rebounding, at least, and I mean, 100% in the public eye, right? Because he's, I think people see like the absurdity of Amber Heard, you know, that makeup company that caught her in a lie. She said she used a certain makeup brand to cover up her bruises and all that. And the makeup brand was like, yeah, sorry, our line wasn't even out when you alleged that the attack happened. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure Johnny Depp is doing this, one, to resurrect his career. And according to experts, it's kind of working. They're saying that he already is up for a new role. In the public eye, he's won back favor with women. Do you guys think that's true? Mostly women listen to my show. So are you siding with Johnny Depp? And my thing is, I always, I mean, this case is so bizarre. I mean, someone got up there and testified and then farted on, you know, the stand. I mean, who does this? But Johnny Depp apparently is now up for movie roles, and people are saying that he's going to work again 100% in Hollywood. So even if Amber Heard wins this trial, Johnny Depp wins, because he'll work again. And this trial has done a great job of making Amber Heard look like a liar, look like a woman who's toxic. And, you know, it's always hard, I think, as women, right? You want to side with other women because you know that it's so easy for society and media to paint us as crazy. But then it's like, well, Amber Heard seems crazy. So, you know, it's like, that's why I say my opinion on this, because people go, what's your opinion on Johnny and Amber? My opinion is both these people are nuts and toxic. They've been in Hollywood way too long. She's as bad as he is. But what I think is, what is hard is, I don't think she should lose her Aquaman 2 role. And I think if he works again, so should she, if people are going to take a chance on him, because we know he was completely a crazy alcoholic. Now, if it turns out, because Amber Heard's made all these grand statements, all these things about the abuse, but, you know, her team has got to really prove it. They've got to have all the evidence to back it up. So I just think we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think she was doing cocaine on the stand. I do think women always get unfairly portrayed. And I do think it's over for her for a while. I don't think anyone gets completely canceled. I think she can bring back her career to some degree. It's going to be a while. Whereas I do agree, I think Johnny Depp, like, people are going to hire Johnny Depp. I think he's come off as being a victim himself. So there you have it, the latest. Britney Spears has announced that her $15 million book that's going to be supposed to be a bombshell tell-all about everything she couldn't say, she couldn't do when she had her conservatorship is going to drop at the end of 2022. She is the biggest turnaround for me by far in this whole thing. You know, I was completely like a team Jamie Spears. I thought she was nuts. I thought she needed the conservatorship. Once seeing her like finally take the stand, start to speak for herself, see all the stuff, I'm like, oh my God. Okay, see, there's the portrayal of a woman that was crazy. And, you know, did she obviously need help for a short period in her life? Yes. But then her family just took advantage of her and used her for money and controlled her. So I'm anxious to support that book, even though, you know, obviously I wasn't a writer. I wasn't a Free Britney person forever. Wrong. But now, you know, I'm Team Free Britney. And I will read the book, I'll support it, and I guarantee it's going to have some huge bombshells. The fact that Britney Spears had to have a forced IUD in and now is reportedly pregnant. So I hope it goes really well for her. Okay, last thing. You know what? And why don't I just drop this on you, the last thing. You know, Roe v. Wade has been heavy on everybody's mind. I've been a longtime pro-choice person. It is a woman's right to choose. It's hard to believe after 50-something years that we are going to see this overturned. Certainly looks like it's going to happen in June. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm completely against it. I think it's bananas. It's going to impact the lowest income of women in this country, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, that cannot have access, because we all know this, rich people, middle class, upper middle class people will always be able to get abortions. You'll be able to come to California, stay in a nice hotel. I've had a medical abortion because of my first pregnancy. And that's what scares me too, is like, how many women need medical abortions? Even if, you know, if it turns out that you have a child that has Down syndrome and you want to terminate. I mean, we see so far fewer Down syndrome children because most people make the decision to terminate that pregnancy. So different laws are going to have, or different states are going to have different laws about these things. And of course, you know, some are going to look to even ban it at 6 weeks. Most women don't even know that they're pregnant at 6 weeks. If you want to stock up on your abortion pills, because now most abortions in the United States are done by a pill that terminates, kind of like a Plan B pill. They can be for even further along in the pregnancy. That wasn't an option for me because my first pregnancy was terminated at 15 weeks. The baby had actually died. At first, when we found out that he was a triploidy molar pregnancy, he was still alive, but then he passed away that weekend. And then, you know, I was going to have a DNC anyway. But European doctors who run services prescribing abortion pills say that women in the United States, they've seen an enormous increase looking to obtain the medication to have in their homes in case they get pregnant. Again, I would think this is probably for middle class, upper middle class people, because if you're low income, I can't imagine you can afford unless they have like a program to help pay for it, that you're contacting somebody overseas to get pills like this. There's been an overwhelming amount of people that reached out to us. This is according to a doctor via telemedicine in London. And she says that, you know, women are going to be stocking up here in the United States with abortion pills in their cabinets. No problem. Problem is like, are you going to be able to be treated if something goes wrong? That's what's scary. Also, Canada and Mexico say that they are ready to open their borders to women. Again, it's just like, what's terrifying is over the past 50 years, thank you to Roe v. Wade, these back alley abortion clinics have disappeared because women have had access, thankfully, to safe, good doctors who can perform these procedures. Fucking nuts that they won't be able to. And, you know, what drives me bananas about this whole process is, you know, conservative Christian people, these Republicans, it's like, okay, you can't have an abortion, but then they also don't want to give you any programs or any fucking help once the child's here. Like, don't even get me started. This is what I hate about conservative Christians and Republicans. So anyway, it's just disgusting. It's like, fine, if you're going to be an abortion, no problem. But, you know, beef up the WIC program, beef up, how about, you know, childcare? That's the thing is like, it is when people say, oh, having a kid's super expensive. Well, the day-to-day stuff is, yes, it's expensive, like diapers and things like that, but that's more manageable. Again, I'm for most of us that are working, right? If you are lower income, it's very, very difficult. And forget it, childcare. But childcare is expensive for people who are middle class. So it's like, yeah, okay. Are the Republicans and the Supreme Court going to supply, I don't know, childcare for free for these women that now have to have these children? And we know that most women in the United States that have an abortion already have a child, and they realize how difficult it is, probably. They get pregnant again. They're in a lower income situation. They can't handle another child. So they make that difficult decision. It's just, it's bonkers to me. Abortion has decreased, though. The good news is abortion has decreased every single year for the past like 10 to 15 years because of things like IUDs. Birth control is better, more access to it, more affordable. So hopefully we'll see that. And then the people that need it, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of activist groups, a lot of people that are going to help women get abortion pills, go to other states. It's very complicated and each state is going to be different. So of course, like I'm always open to having an expert on because I'm not an expert on this, except to say that I do think it's a woman's right to choose. Of course, I'm against like late term abortion. I mean, I could give you my whole layout, obviously, which I'm doing here, you know. I mean, of course I'm against. I mean, once the child is like 25 weeks, I mean, yeah, the baby can survive. I mean, even they're saying like 22 weeks, although it's very, very difficult. I'm not for, you know, I'm not here for like a third trimester. No, like that is murder. But before that, I mean, come on. There's so many different circumstances. Rape, incest, it's bananas. You guys know how I feel. I've been outspoken about this for a long time. So it's very disheartening. It's disheartening too, because, you know, I feel like lots of times I vote for all the right people that are against, you know, that are pro-choice, but it's like, it doesn't even matter. I don't know. You know, there's a rant for you. That was just all over, just a tangent, okay? But I'm up for anybody coming on that's an expert in this because what do we need to know? And what can you do, I guess? What can you do? Because they're going to overturn it. And it's going to be up to the states. Okay. You know what? On lighter note, follow me on TikTok. I do TikToks all the time. I'm obsessed with TikTok. We do a lot of TLC talk there at the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, on Instagram. And always email me if you have a hot tip about anyone in the TLC world or pop culture, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. Bye, everybody!